الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الصلاة خير من النوم الصلاة خير من النوم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألف لام ميم، تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين. أم يقولون افتراه، بل هو الحق من ربك لتنذر قوما ما أتاهم من نذير من قبلك لعلهم يهتدون. الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش، ما لكم من دونه من ولي ولا شفيع، أفلا تتذكرون. يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض ثم يعرج إليه في يوم كان مقداره ألف سنة مما تعدون. ذلك عالم الغيب والشهادة العزيز الرحيم. الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه، وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين، ثم جعل نسله من سلالة من ماء مهين، ثم سواه ونفخ فيه من روحه، وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. وقالوا أئذا ضللنا في الأرض أئنا لفي خلق جديد، بل هم بلقاء ربهم كافرون. قل يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي وكل بكم ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون. ولو ترى إذ المجرمون ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم، ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا فارجعنا نعمل صالحا إنا موقنون. ولو شئنا لآتينا كل نفس هداها، ولكن حق القول مني لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين. فذوقوا بما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا، إنا نسيناكم، وذوقوا عذاب الخلد بما كنتم تعملون. إنما يؤمن بآياتنا الذين إذا ذكروا بها خروا سجدا وسبحوا بحمد ربهم وهم لا يستكبرون. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا، لا يستوون. أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم جنات المأوى نزلا بما كانوا يعملون. وأما الذين فسقوا فمأواهم النار، كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها وقيل لهم ذوقوا عذاب النار الذي كنتم به تكذبون. ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون. ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه ثم أعرض عنها، إنا من المجرمين منتقمون. ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فلا تكن في مرية من لقائه، وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل، وجعلنا منهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا لما صبروا، وكانوا بآياتنا يوقنون. إن ربك هو يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. أولم يهد لهم كم أهلكنا من قبلهم من القرون يمشون في مساكنهم، إن في ذلك لآيات أفلا يسمعون أولم يروا أنا نسوق الماء إلى الأرض الجرز فنخرج به زرعا تأكل منه أنعامهم وأنفسهم أفلا يبصرون ويقولون متى هذا الفتح إن كنتم صادقين قل يوم الفتح لا ينفع الذين كفروا إيمانهم ولا هم ينظرون فأعرض عنهم وانتظر إنهم منتظرون.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا إنا أعتدنا للكافرين سلاسل وأغلالا وسعيرا إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا عينا يشرب بها عباد الله يفجرونها تفجيرا يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا إنا نخاف من ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا فوقاهم الله شر ذلك اليوم ولقاهم نظرة وسرورا وجزاهم بما صبروا جنة وحريرا متكئين فيها على الأرائك لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا ودانية عليهم ظلالها وذللت قطوفها تذليلا ويطاف عليهم بآنية من فضة وأكواب كانت قواريرا قوارير من فضة قدروها تقديرا ويسقون فيها كأسا كان مزاجها زنجبيلا عينا فيها تسمى سلسبيلا ويطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون إذا رأيتهم حسبتهم لؤلؤا منثورا وإذا رأيت ثم رأيت نعيما وملكا كبيرا عاليهم ثياب سندس خضر واستبرق وحلوا أساور من فضة وسقاهم ربهم شرابا طهورا إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تطع منهم آثما أو كفورا واذكر اسم ربك بكرة وأصيلا ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبح ليلا طويلا إن هؤلاء يحبون العاجلة ويذرون وراءهم يوما ثقيلا نحن خلقناهم وشددنا أسرهم وإذا شئنا بدلنا أمثالهم تبديلا إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما يدخل من يشاء في رحمته والظالمين أعد لهم عذابا أليما.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين. أما بعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى throughout the year, the asserted months, Allah سبحانه وتعالى has made special, such as the month of Ramadan, the month of Muharram. Then Allah سبحانه وتعالى throughout the months, He's made certain days special. For example, the day of Jumu'ah, as today. Then Allah سبحانه وتعالى has made certain salahs, more virtuous than others, such as Salatul Fajr, Salatul Isha. Then from even this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's made certain times of the day special. For example, the time before sunset, before Maghrib. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's made certain lands special. And of course, we all know Masjid al-Haram, the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of these places, they are held in high virtue according to Islam, according to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, one land which we may not be familiar with, and many Muslims may not be aware, is the land of Sham. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He talks about this land. Subhanahu alladhi asra bi'abdihi layla min al-masjid al-haram min al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawla. This is the land which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to Mi'raj, Isra al-Mi'raj, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited these lands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions barakna hawla, that these lands, we have blessed them. So what is this land? This land is known as Sham. And you may be asking, what is Sham? Sham today consists of modern-day Syria. This is a major part of it. There's parts of Jordan, Lebanon, parts of Iraq, parts of Yemen, and a small portion of Saudi. This is known as Sham. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made special dua for this place. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina, Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time, these lands were in the control of the Christians, of the Romans. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time he made dua. Oh Allah, bless us in our Sham. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attributed all of this land to who? To us, the Muslims. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to tell us that no matter who occupies these lands, no matter who's in control of these lands, no matter whoever says that we have been promised this land, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attributed this land to who? To who? Us. And he said that Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina. Oh Allah, bless us in our Sham. Now we see in another hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Tuba lisham, Tuba lisham, Tuba lisham. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said thrice, he said, give glad tidings to Sham, give glad tidings to Sham, give glad tidings to Sham. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went on further. And he said that فَإِنَّ مَلَائِكَةَ الرَّحْمَنِ The angels of mercy, their wings are over this land. So now the question may arise that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the angels' wings are over this land, then why is there so much fighting? Why is there so much bloodshed in these areas? One of the interpretations of this hadith is that in this land, whatever war happens, whatever conflict happens, at the end of the day, it is very hard for one to take iman out of the hearts of these people. And this is what we see. We see someone in, whether it is Iraq, whether it is Yemen, whether it is Lebanon, whether it is Syria, especially Gaza, etc. And we see what's going on, and we see that a person, his entire family is killed. There's nothing left. His brothers are killed, his mom is killed. And we see a small girl, and she has no one left. And still when you ask her, that what is your opinion, what happened to you, she'll say, Allah is sufficient for me. This is something very rare, you won't find this across the world. Generally when a person suffers this much, we look in the Holocaust, etc., people really leave their religion. They say, what kind of a God is this, that he's putting me through this much test? However, in this land, whatever occurs, you will see the people, they are very steadfast on their iman. And when we see these things happening, and we see what's happening all across these lands, the first thing we should do is we should try and make dua for these people, we should help these people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, "Unsur akhaka mazlum," that the first thing you should do is you should assist your brother who is being oppressed. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not only assist the person who is being oppressed, also assist the oppressor. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu around him, they got confused. They said, we understand that someone who is being wronged should help him. But how can you help the oppressor? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that you should help him by, first of all, you should stop him from doing what he's doing, even if it may be by your hand. So we see what's going on across the world. We see those being oppressed. We see the oppressors. It is up to us now to go, to try and give charity, to try and make dua. Whatever is within our means, we try and do to help. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, he will go to his servant and he will say that I was hungry, you did not feed me. I was thirsty, you did not quench my thirst. So the human being, whoever is in front of him, will be confused. He'll say that you are Rabbul Alameen. You don't need food, you don't need water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply, he'll say, so and so servant of mine in this area of the world, he was hungry, he was thirsty, he did not have clothes. And what were you doing in that time? You did not bother to give any charity, etc. So this land of Sham, as I mentioned, it is very blessed in Islam. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, once he was in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was lying down, he was resting, and he fell asleep in the masjid. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to him, and he looked over him, and he said, oh Abu Dharr, what are you doing? So Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu replied, I'm resting. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at this point, he made a prediction, and he'll say that, what will you do, what will be your state when things will be taken away from you? So we say that at this point in time, I will head to Sham, I will head to these lands. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied to him and he said, this is a prediction he made, that what will be your state when the people of Sham, they'll drive you away. So he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O Messenger of Allah, should I fight these people? Should I take out my sword and fight these people? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, rather, don't fight them. What you do instead is listen to whatever you're being told. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he was a companion. He had no love for the world. He was detached from the world completely. And a time came after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. It was his opinion that whoever hoards wealth beyond their needs. So for example, if we have 10,000, 20,000 pounds in our bank, according to Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, this was haram. You're not allowed to do this. So when he was sent to Syria, not Syria, Sham, whenever he would see someone who had a lot of wealth, he would cause a commotion, he would cause an issue. So this became an issue for the people, that he keeps scolding us, etc. So at the time they sent a complaint to Uthman radiallahu anhu, that every time you go in the markets, he just complains. So Uthman radiallahu anhu at the time, he sent him to somewhere far, and this was the interpretation of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a time will come, he will be driven away from this land. And Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he says, when the people of Sham become corrupt, then realize that there is no good amongst the people. And he said this because towards the end of time, all the conflicts that will happen, they'll be centered around Sham. We all know when the Dajjal will return, he will roam the earth for 40 days. And the hadith says the Muslims, they'll reach the gates of Istanbul, Constantinople. And this is a time when there'll be a lot of bloodshed in the world. So they'll reach this place and the call will be called out that the Dajjal has come. And this will be a false call. Then there'll be a second call called out and it will be mentioned that the Dajjal has come. And this time this news will be real. And the Dajjal will come, and Isa radiallahu anhu, the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he will come. And it is said that he will descend where? in Damascus, in the Umayyad Masjid, which is owned today, which you can see on YouTube today. And it is said that he will descend on the white minaret of this masjid. So Isa alayhi salam, he'll come down on this minaret. And it is said, and this is the same Damascus, this is in Damascus, this is the same Damascus that was liberated 2-3 weeks ago. And he'll come on this minaret, and it will be the time of Fajr. And the Imam, the Muazzin will be called the Iqama, and the Imam will be ready to lead the prayer. And they will see Isa alayhi salam come. And Isa alayhi salam, they'll tell Isa alayhi salam that you are here now, you come and lead the Fajr prayer. He'll decline and he'll say that whoever the Iqama is given for, he will lead the Salah. Then, this is the important bit, that Isa alayhi salam, he'll gather all the Muslims, he'll gather the whole army, where in Damascus, in this masjid. And he will lead all the Muslims to fight Dajjal. And where will he come? He'll come at a place called Lud. And this Lud, the modern day, is where Tel Aviv is today. Near Tel Aviv airport, you can see this for yourself today. This is the place where Isa alayhi salam, he'll fight Dajjal. And the major portion of fighting that will happen will be in this place. So this land of Sham, when someone mentions to us this land of Syria, Iraq, etc., and we hear of things happening there, we should make a point that this land is not just some ordinary land. This land is the land of the Muslims. This land, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed blessing this land. So we need to understand this land. In conclusion, we should, first of all, we should educate ourselves regarding this land, our children especially. Many people are unaware of the blessings of this land, the virtue the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given of this land. There are many ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that mention the virtue of this land. And when we see what's happening there, the wars that are happening there, we should reflect this with our own life. And if this has made no difference in our life, then just know that there's something wrong with this. If we see that there are people, they can't get a bottle of water in these lands, they are being oppressed, and we on a Friday night, Saturday night, we go out and we're spending 100, 200 pounds on a meal, then there's something seriously wrong here. I'm not saying don't go completely, I'm saying that what we should do, we should cut down. If we're spending 100 pounds a week on food, maybe we should think of our brothers and sisters all across the world and just cut it down to 50 pounds maybe, and give the other 50 pounds to charity. We should educate our children before we eat. We should read the dua before eating. And we should explain to our children the reason why we pay the dua. The reason we pay the dua is that there are people that are your age, our children's age. They have no father, they have no mother, and they're struggling to get even a bottle of water. So for this reason, let us make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people that are suffering there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their suffering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free this land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially Masjid al-Aqsa, those people that are suffering there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. And as I mentioned, we should make a point to educate our children, educate ourselves, the importance of this land. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.